Hello, it's Wednesday, November 16th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. We're disappointed to tell you today that our scheduled guest, Professor Stephen E. Jones from Brigham Young University, he's the physics professor that's been making some great waves with his 30-page report about the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. He was scheduled to be on the show today, but he contacted us mid-evening last night and said that he wouldn't be able to do our show or any others. Now, we're not sure exactly what this entails, but I'm going to let Lisa read these two emails or the exchange, and then we'll take it from there.
Yes, last night, November 15th, Professor Stephen Jones emailed me, and he said, "I regret that I will be unable to fulfill this engagement or to speak on your program, and please, I can't explain why at this time." That's all the email said. I responded to him asking him to please explain nonetheless, and he sent me another email saying, "I have firmly decided to focus my effort on using peer-reviewed academic venues to communicate my ideas. Again, my apologies." And so we're left to speculate at this point.
Right. Now, you see, there's a difference between his first email and his second. The first email, he concludes by saying, "I can't explain why at this time." And then an hour later, he does explain why, or at least supposedly explains why. And that's what leaves us wondering what has happened to Stephen E. Jones.
Right. Monday, he told me that he had four interviews scheduled for that day alone. And so that's why we couldn't interview him on Monday. And as many of you know out there, he did appear on MSNBC a couple of nights ago with Tucker Carlson
right.
in a very brief interview in which he was basically bullied, and Tucker Carlson did the usual mainstream media whore shtick of trying to marginalize what Professor Jones' hypothesis has to say.
Right, and even though Tucker Carlson didn't allow Professor Jones a whole lot of time to get in there, some of the things that he did mention on the show are so dangerous to those in power, to those who are behind the World Trade Center tower controlled demolition, that I'm certain that phone calls were made, taps were made on the backs of people, and some choice words were uttered. Some of the things that he mentioned were the controlled demolition, explosives in the buildings, squibs going off,
molten metal in the basements of the buildings.
Right, and that 19 Arab hijackers probably weren't behind the attacks. Now, when you think about this, millions of people watched this show that were exposed to the truth finally being laid before the
right.
American public.
And if you listen to that interview, then you heard Tucker Carlson trying to plant a seed in the minds of his viewers when he said this information would probably be most offensive to many Americans.
Right. Well, what he does, before Professor Jones even came on, as the kind of the little intro there, or the bumper before Jones came on.
The setup.
Yeah, the setup. Here's what Tucker Carlson said. "He doesn't appear crazy, but we'll find out." Now, he's talking about Professor Jones, and of course, the allusion to the crazed conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, first of all, what gives Tucker Carlson the right to characterize anyone as crazy? What are his credentials in that field?
Yeah, and what kind of journalist frames a story like that? It
right.
would be like Tucker Carlson coming on and say, "Well, George Bush doesn't appear drunk tonight,
right.
but
so
we'll
see,
soon find
so
out."
So you see right there what slant Carlson is putting on this
right.
story instead of objective curiosity. And you would think that a mainstream media journalist would find this story very interesting, especially a story about 9/11 that questions the official government version. And as we all know, Professor Jones is not the first person to come out publicly with mainstream media to question the government's official lies.
Right. Instead of being an adversary to Professor Jones, why didn't he come out and ask him legitimate, responsible questions and inquire instead of just bombarding him? And one person described him as being very hyperactive, Tucker Carlson, to the point where he didn't allow Professor Jones to get a word in edgewise. Another thing he did was that Professor Jones sent him a video of the collapse of WTC-7. He asked him on a couple different occasions during that six-minute interview if he would play that tape.
Right. Now, we all know WTC-7 collapsed in seconds, so it wouldn't have taken a lot of mainstream media time to run that clip. In fact, Professor Jones and his students timed that collapse at less than 6.6 seconds.
Right. But instead of showing the video, all they did was show a picture of the still standing WTC-7.
They refused to show the of the collapses on TV anymore. Yeah.
Then what happened was that they conveniently, after Carlson badgered and just extrapolated and wasted time, what happened was they ran out of time.
Right. Well, and what he said to him basically was, I don't understand your theories, but thank you for coming on and trying to explain them. Tucker Carlson didn't show any journalistic curiosity whatsoever regarding those theories, and if he's that much of a mush mind, then he really shouldn't even be on TV trying to discuss things that involve physics.
Right. He's a paid hitman, as he's been in the past and will continue to be in the future. But one thing that Stephen Jones mentioned a couple of times was that he wanted to do a quick experiment during his time. Well, of course, he never got around to doing this experiment, and nobody knows what it is. But I'll bet it had something to do with the timing or how long it took the towers to collapse, because every time I talk to somebody that's skeptical of the controlled demolition, I always run by them the time it took for the World Trade Center towers to fall. And I said, if you drop a football from the towers, it's going to take 9.2 seconds to hit the ground. It took the towers 10 seconds. So you're falling through a billion pounds of mass, yet your feet and the football are going to touch the ground at almost the same time. If that's the experiment he was going to perform, then it would have been just earth-shattering for everybody listening to it. It would have proven it.
And although he wasn't given a fair shake on that interview, at least he did get a chance to talk a bit about the controlled demolition, the reaction of thermite, which would result in molten metal, molten iron, at the base of the towers. And we all know that molten metal was found burning for approximately 100 days after 9/11. And so this was indicative of the use of explosives.
Right. And what it does now is, if Professor Jones has resolved to no longer do interviews, he's essentially taking himself out of the game. And this is, Lisa and I were talking about this before the show, and he says, well, at least the information's out there. But I said, what's going to happen is that this will be brushed off by the mainstream media again within the next day or so, and everything will be confined once again to this alternative media. I says, what was so fantastic about Professor Jones is that when he went on Tucker Carlson, he was exposed to hundreds of thousands of people.
Millions of people.
Yeah, and just that appearance alone. And if he would have then been able to go on Bill O'Reilly and Wolf Blitzer and Hannity and Combs and on, Rush Limbaugh, right down the line. Now, of course, the hotter this got, the less likely they were to have him on their shows. But the point I'm trying to make is that Professor Jones, we don't know what reason he's not doing any more interviews anymore. He said he's just going to confine himself to academic peer review, right?
Well, I don't think it would be inconceivable to say that he's probably under some great pressure at this time.
Absolutely.
Remember, when you write a paper that says that the government perhaps wasn't telling the truth, the government's story doesn't jive with science, okay? You're putting yourself out into some very naked, dangerous territory there. And there's not anybody there to really back you up. You don't have a horde of people out front and center with power and influence backing you up. Actually, it's the reverse. And you have to remember, too, these mainstream shows are not forums for honest discussion. You can't expect to go on these shows and be able to say and ask honest questions, as one of our listeners pointed out, and I think it's an excellent point. You have to be able to be tough and realize that they're out to shred you, insult you, demean you, marginalize you, and slant what you say, twist your words, because that's their job. Their job doesn't compel them to tell the truth.
Well, yeah, they're nothing more than conditioning devices and propaganda outlets. And we don't know if the heavy thumb was put on Professor Jones. We don't know if somebody came up to him and said, "Sir, we'd like to have a talk with you." But I did get an email the other day or an article, and at the bottom of the front page it said, "Bush attack dogs lurking around every corner. Watch your back, Professor." In other words, people realize how damning this information is
right.
that Professor Jones came out with. And it's like when we had Eric Hufschmidt on our show. He said, "Do you realize how much those who were behind 9/11 have to lose?"
Right.
Everything. They have everything
right.
to lose.
He also said that it would be very naive and foolish of us to think, and Victor and I absolutely don't think this, that they're going to just sit idly by while people come out and expose
right.
their lies. They are not going to sit idly by. They are going to do damage control, and they will do whatever is necessary to silence people.
And this is the greatest damage control of all. There can be nothing more than this, because not only is the entire scenario concerning 9/11 a lie with the controlled demolition, no plane in Shanksville, no plane at the Pentagon, but everything after 9/11, the weapons of mass destruction, the debacle in Iraq, everything there
right.
is based upon this original lie. So their entire house of cards is in jeopardy of falling if the truth comes out about this. Do you think they're just going to sit there and say, "Oh, well, Professor Jones is on Tucker Carlson's show. Why don't we invite him on Bill O'Reilly's show next?"
You right. know? Now, one thing is that when Professor Jones did appear on Tucker Carlson's show, this information did get out to millions and millions of viewers who watch that show, okay? So in a way, it was good that he was on there, because he did plant his seed in people's minds. Someone actually called into Tucker Carlson's
mm-hmm.
show, and he addressed that call last night, saying that Jones was given as much or more time as anyone else, and that anyone who believes that the government had a role in killing nearly 3,000 people on 9/11 should leave the country.
Right. Now, Professor Jones had about 6 minutes. Then he was done, and as Tucker Carlson said, he has as much time as anyone else. Well, after him, then, they brought some guy on from ESPN to talk about something. So are they equating the truth and lies of 9/11 to someone from ESPN to talk about the latest basketball game or something to that effect? And to follow up on what Lisa said, someone did email into Tucker Carlson, and Carlson said that he received dozens, scores, maybe even hundreds of people who called in and said and talked about this segment with Professor Jones. And then here's what he said, Tucker Carlson. He said he believes the U.S. government had a role. He's talking about Stephen Jones. He believes the U.S. government had a role in blowing up the World Trade Center, that it was not done by terrorists. Then he adds, and this is Carlson's opinion, if you really believe the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens for no reason and lied about it and invaded Afghanistan as a result of something it did, you ought to leave the country.
Now, what kind of moronic comment is that? First of all, he didn't give Professor Jones any time to expand upon his hypothesis. And remember, Professor Jones himself calls his research a hypothesis, not a conclusion. The conclusion that he came to is that the official version of the events of 9/11-2001 deserves some serious scrutiny and investigation by an interdependent international body of scientists and engineers.
Right. And then at the end of this little rant, Tucker Carlson concludes by saying, once again, he reiterates, if you really believe that, you ought to leave. And then he says, but we're going to keep an open mind. Tucker Carlson's soul is going to burn in the deepest depths of hell for this kind of cover-up, for this just kind of Judas betrayal of the American
yeah,
people.
Tucker Carlson,
it's sickening.
I condemn you as a traitor.
Yeah.
You are a traitor. And I think everybody should slam this guy with emails and phone calls. And why don't you thank him for letting the truth about WTC-7 and 9/11 out into the mainstream? Be sarcastic. We have to realize we can't keep our elbows on the table. Do you see how low these people will stoop to cover up the events of 9/11? Mass murder. They are criminally complicit. They have a symbiotic relationship with the government, and that's why there is little to no chance of getting a fair and honest shake when it comes to interviews with these people.
If there's any reason how, or any example of treason against the United States of America, betrayal of this country, it happened with Tucker Carlson and what he did. By saying that anyone that wants to find out the truth about 9/11 should leave the country is beyond even comprehension
of
anybody.
If you question your government, then you should leave the country.
Yeah.
This is blind allegiance that he's trying to parrot back to you. And if you fall for that kind of conditioning propaganda crap, then you deserve to watch their show and be fed lies.
Yeah. What happened that night is Tucker Carlson was playing with fire by having Professor Jones on there. That was fire because, as we said, he was talking about the squibs, the thermite, about the collapse times, 19 Arab hijackers didn't do it. This is dangerous stuff. This is as dangerous as it gets. And after one appearance where Jones didn't even have a lot of time to speak, something was done where he was cut off.
Right.
And now he's no longer doing interviews. Now, Lisa asked me, well, is Brigham Young University, does that get money from the federal government? I said, well, as far as I know, it's not a state university like Penn State, which receives money from the state of Pennsylvania. But what can happen is the federal government has millions and billions of dollars in research money that they give out in grants. Could it be that somebody picked up the phone and called a president or a department head or a dean at Brigham Young University and said, you know, you're up for this research grant in 2006, but you seem to have a troublemaker there named Stephen Jones. Do you think maybe we could quiet him down a little bit, and we'll make sure you get that grant money.
This whole scenario reminds me of a similar situation that happened a few years ago with my former professor. I had wanted him to privately analyze some chemtrail fallout samples, and he had agreed to do so. And somebody put the clamps on him because the last thing that he said to me was, after agreeing to do this testing privately for me, was, Lisa, I'm 58 years old, and I have a good life. I want to keep it that way. I'm sorry, but I can't help you now.
Right. And this was overnight.
Yeah,
overnight.
It was very unexpected, very sudden, and that was that.
Yeah. And just to frame this properly, so everybody knows, that if Professor Jones is taken out of the game, we've lost one of the greatest unimpeachable sources we have now, because even though, and we're not trying to deny the influence of these following people, David Ray Griffin came out, the new Pearl Harbor. But then people said, well, he's only a theologian. Then Morgan Reynolds came out with his report on the controlled demolition, and people said, well, you know, he's just an economics professor. There's others that have come out, so many numerous people. Oh, well, they're just conspiracy theorists. Now we have Stephen Jones, a physics professor.
A PhD.
Yeah, over 20 years time, faculty time, at Brigham Young University. This is an unimpeachable source, and the powers that be knew that if this guy was allowed to talk for much longer, there was going to be serious damage done to their official story.
Well, the same thing happened to Intikhab Habib, the Muslim chaplain,
right,
who was
right.
going to be working at the New York City Fire Department. He did the article for, what was it, Newsday?
Yep.
And boom, he's gone after that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we can't let this information fall into the void. We cannot. We have the information. We have the research paper. We need to send it out. We have to send it to physicists. We need to send it to scientists. We need to send it to engineers. You need to send it to the
mainstream. We have to make
media.
It a mission. And you know what boggles my mind? Is that Monday morning I was talking to three pilots from U.S. Air, and I mentioned this report from Stephen Jones. And they laughed, one of them laughed and said, oh, conspiracy theory, huh? I said, no, he's a physics professor, on and on and on. And these pilots had such little concern or little interest in this report that almost immediately they changed the subject and started talking about other things. How can people just brush this information off? There's not a day, probably not even an hour that goes by that I don't think about 9/11
right.
and how just it fills me with rage
right.
that these bloodthirsty bastards are getting away with
not
this.
Not just you. I feel the same exact way. We have to make sure this doesn't get sucked into the void. And you must toughen up. If you're going to go through with this truth-telling process, this journey that we're on, this road to hell that we're on, then we have to all be tough. We have to realize that we are going to face great resistance. We're going to face pressure. We're going to face ridicule. We're going to face insults. We are going to be shredded on radio shows and shredded by TV hosts and news commentators. We have to accept the fact that regardless of the opposition and resistance that we face, we have to keep going.
And starting next year, the beginning of next year, we're going to start this latest endeavor where we're going to take on the mainstream media directly, live, in their own houses, when we call into their shows and start confronting them.
Right.
We're going to have a whole page set up for this, and it's going to start at the beginning of the year because from now until Christmas, people are involved with things. But starting the beginning of 2006, we're going to kick their asses.
That's right.
And what it boils down to is here's what happened. There was a cabal within our government that was working in unison with some sort of supra-shadow government of defense contractors or companies that were comprised of ex-Intel
and
financiers. And they needed the government to quell the Department of Defense. That means the stand down, so that these military industrial complexes, these people like Raytheon and so forth, so they could actually implement and execute 9/11. That's what happened.
Right. And Tucker Carlson can try to put it in a way that 9/11 happened for no reason, but 9/11 happened for a very big reason, for a very solid reason, and it's indicative of the pattern that this government, this shadow government, follows over time, over decades and centuries. So screw Tucker Carlson and his propaganda conditioning. We have to keep going forward. We can't let this stop dead in the water right here. And you better think about what you're doing. If you decide you're going to go forward with truth-telling, then mentally prepare yourself. Brace yourself, because they aren't going to sit idly by
and
let us do this.
One last thing. We're going to keep in touch with Professor Jones every day. Whether he responds to us
or not,
we're going to keep updating him, filling him in, urging him to come back out.
We're not giving up on Professor Jones.
Right, nothing is more important than the truth about this matter right now. And just because he said he's not going to do interviews anymore, we're not going to roll over and play dead and just say, all right, well, it was a nice memory. We're going to stay on him. And we're not blaming Professor Jones.
No.
What we're trying to do, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. All we're going to do is keep contacting him, staying in touch and saying, please, you're one of the most valuable tools we have right now to get this information out, along with Morgan Reynolds and all the rest, that we have the research, we have all the information now. We need a credible, unimpeachable source that can go out there and present it to the American public.
We have to be strong, because our enemy is strong.
That's right.
And so think about what you want to do. Think about the decision you've made to tell the truth, and just commit yourself to it. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But we can do it. We must not let them win. We cannot let 9/11 go down in history as a lie.
Right. Read Lisa's article on the Wing TV homepage. Also, we apologize. I know a lot of people were looking forward to this interview.
Well, so were we.
And yeah, nobody was more disappointed than us. So we'll be back tomorrow. Give us your ideas, your thoughts on what happened here. And until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because as you can hear today, there is a hell of a lot going on.
Keep the faith. See you then.